Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Peter DeMuro joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, good morning, Peter.
Good morning, good morning.
You're with the Dance Complex in Cambridge. Peter, tell us about it.
It's a nonprofit. We own our own building right there in Central Square, and it houses 7 dance studios, 2 of which turn into performance spaces, depending on the time of day, and 100 classes a week on the average, 200 performances a year, and special workshops, and it's ages 3 to 93, all kinds of dance from all over the world.
You know, we really don't move our bodies enough, period, full stop. But certainly, like, the thought of going to take a dance class to me, it's like, oh my God, I could never. But as I was reading about what you guys do over there, I was like, yeah, I can express myself. Yeah, I can get rid of some stress. Yeah, I could do all these things. Like, it's such an important thing. It's an important art. Yeah?
It really is life. You know, when you think about how much we talk, which I know you guys have to do on the radio all the time, but that time that you're alone without all the words, and you're breathing deeply and you're moving and expressing that way, it's like another language. And I think people, when you tap into that and your body is responding in that way, it can be really, really change making for people.
And Peter, dancing can be, to piggyback on that, can be like a very vulnerable thing, especially in front of other people in public. So
sure.
What would you say to a large sect of society who can't get on the dance floor to a wedding until they've had 4 or 5 cocktails?
Right. Well, you know, I've been there and done that, and it's a very different thing. I think when you're dancing among family and friends, it's really it's like karaoke sometimes. It's like when it's a close personal circle like that. But what's great about a dance class is that everybody is there. Everybody's feeling vulnerable. Even the people who have been, you know, doing this for a while. Even the teachers feel vulnerable because their reputation's on the line as well. So everybody's showing something of their heart and their soul, and that whole thing about imagining people naked in the audience. I've done that. I visualize lots of things. It's just to kind of get myself into the mode. And then once you're moving, I think it gets easier and easier.
And I feel like, too, maybe it's just me, but there's been a resurgence of the love of dance with TV shows like Dancing with the Stars. TikTok's entire platform was built off of dancers.
Yeah.
You're seeing these TikTok stars now moving on to Broadway and pop music.
Right.
Does it feel like that for you guys who've been doing it now for 3 decades?
Yeah, I mean, I think every now and then, and me personally, I've been doing for more than that, you know, since the first disco days and that kind of thing. And you see, you know, fads and trends kind of bring things into, you know, popularity, like Saturday Night Fever and then Denny Terrio in the disco days. When street dance first hit, you know, it was just like, and now with TikTok, I think what happens is that more people get interested, and then some people get scared away because life is more than a 3-minute TikTok, or dance is more than that. But I don't discount it because it brings a lot of people into our world.
Okay, so dancecomplex.org. Is there anything you want to promote real quick about what you have going on before you leave?
Sure. Well, we're really excited about our next concert that we're doing. We have a beautiful theater in our space, but we're taking our act on the road, taking all our teaching artists and our professionals down the street to Arrow Street Arts in Harvard Square for a set of performances on November 8th through 10th. And we're excited because we're going to look very nice in this beautiful new theater space. And believe it or not, people don't cross the river, you know, to Cambridge and Boston. And rarely do they cross the line between Central and Harvard. So we're going on tour.
Let's go.
All right. If you want to find out about that event or all the other events that are happening, it's dancecomplex.com. dancecomplex.org. Again, dancecomplex.org. And it was great to have you in, Peter. You and everybody at the Dance Complex are now officially member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Jesse.
We love it. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it was great to talk to you. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, Peter.
Okay, bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you have something going on in your life, maybe you're involved with a group that puts on performances like that, or it's just something in your personal life that you accomplished, like you didn't eat all your kids' candy last night. We want to praise you.
Sure, man.
Call or text us. We want to make you a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. 617-931-1234. 617-931-1234 to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
I'm hoping I put it in right. So,
okay.
One last little Halloween-y thing for you. Bruce Springsteen was in concert and he decided to sing Ghostbusters.
If only he had a good horn section in that band.
And that audience singing along is everything.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome.
Come on.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.